Hey, Planner World, thanks so much for supporting Planners and Wine. If you are looking for more amazing content, make sure you head over to our Patreon page. We have exclusive bonus episode, exclusive content, and an amazing community that you cannot find anywhere else. Now is also the perfect time to join because we may or may not be debuting an exclusive Patreon-only spinoff show in the coming weeks. Just letting you know, you ain't here for me. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and check out the link in our show notes and get signed up for our Patreon today. We'll see you over there. What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Megan. Welcome back to another episode, guys.
Yay! Welcome back to another week. And this is a very special week because we have our Patreon peeps in the building.
Yes, yes. It is our monthly live episode for anybody who's new. Every month we do one episode with certain tiers of our patrons. And it is also a good time to have them live and in the studio and commenting in real time on the episode. And we have a lot to discuss.
Oh yes,
on this episode, whole lot to discuss on this episode. So
this is going to be a busy one.
Yes, this is a good one for the Patreon peeps to be live and in the building for. But yeah, Myra, how was your week? Happy September.
Happy September. I've been chilling. I had the week off from work. We were going to do some traveling, but decided not to. So I just been chilling. I couldn't even tell you what I have been doing. Just apparently naps is the thing now, because this is like my second nap this week. And I'm just like,
naps are glorious. Okay. Naps. I know you have been historically anti-nap, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Cause it just throws it throws everything off for me. And then I'd be up until 3 a.m. pissed because Harry Potter went off of HBO Max.
I know, right? The timing of that is wild.
It's wild. It's
very, very wild. Like, come on. Yeah, Julie, you're right. Fall is definitely a nap season. And I love sleeping during the day. I don't know what it is. It's like I'm stuck in like pre-K mode. I need my nap time if I can get it. I love it.
Yeah, but nothing else other than that. But yeah, how has your week been?
My week has been pretty good. This week at work was very, very hectic, just getting ready for the long weekend. And man, this weekend just could not have come any sooner. It has kind of been a slight shit show at work lately. So I am extremely happy to have a long weekend just to hang out and chill with family. I'm so happy that we're like one step closer to it officially being fall. It's officially pumpkin spice season. Our drinks are back at Starbucks. Like everything is just right with the world right now. So I'm feeling very good and optimistic.
Are y'all doing anything for the holiday?
This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Chilling like a villain.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards that. Yeah. our family, well, my mom's side is kind of a little bit, you know, discombobulated. It's no shade. We all know it. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do, like, I don't know if y'all seen this on TikTok where everybody comes and they have a color and they bring snacks in that color.
Mm-hmm.
So we was trying to do that. And then somebody invited somebody that it was supposed to just be immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
Like grandma and under, but then somebody invited a cousin that I don't like, so I don't think I'm going now. Because I'm grown and I can say no.
I mean, period. And you should. And yeah. It's okay to 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. We had thought about going to Memphis to visit my family this weekend, but you know, you just get so tired during the week and everything. Like when a long weekend comes up, you just need to chill. You just want to chill, and we're gonna see them at the holidays anyway. So they'll be all right. Just 2 more months till Thanksgiving and we'll be there. Yeah. So it's not a big deal.
yeah, for sure. Protecting my peace. And Kayla's gonna do one. I really was excited about doing this because I love the color orange. Mm-hmm. On my skin, my color was orange. I was here for it. And then I found out who was going to be there. And I'm just like,
Wait, how did you just say orange?
Orange.
Oh, it sounded weird when you first I was like,
Orange. Yeah.
orange. Y'all, the dialect between me and Myra is always something interesting because I'm a southerner and she's a northerner. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go ahead and get into some planner talk. So Hobonichi had their big release this past week. Myra, what did you end up getting from Hobonichi? Do you have a Hobonichi in your lineup for 2023?
I don't. I didn't get anything.
Yes, you did.
Sorry. That was from Amazon, though.
Girl, but it's a
I.
Hobonichi cover.
It's a cover. I got the Animal Crossing
Y'all,
cover,
Myra's so full of it. You got
but
something from
I
them.
didn't get the actual planners because I have a lot of Hobonichi kind of dupes with the
That can fit,
Oristel,
that the cover
that
can
could fit
fit.
that. Yeah. So
Yeah.
I didn't buy any planners, but I thought you were meaning like specifically from the site because I didn't get anything.
No, girl. I just meant just anything Hobonichi. So yeah, let us know in the
Yeah,
chat
shout out
if y'all got
to the
anything
Patreon
Hobonichi.
peeps though for that,
Yes.
helping me out with that
Yes.
cover. Cause yeah, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have got anything.
Yeah, because you had just mentioned that you missed out on an Animal Crossing cover or something. And then everybody mentioned that there was a new one coming out this year with this release. So yeah, that was really awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really awesome. Yeah, I got a Hobonichi. I got the A5. I got like the navy blue cover with like the hot pink inside. And I got like this really pretty like clear cover that you put over it. And they have the cousin now, the A5 cousin in English. So I was able to get the English version of it because previously they had some other ones. I believe it was maybe like the A6 was available in English and Japanese, but I think the cousin used to only be available. At least I only saw it available in Japanese. So very, very excited about that. I have no idea what's happening with my lineup, but I am extremely excited about this. So yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even notice when I had the cousins last year that it was I don't even notice the language at all.
And they have all
But
these
I did like
kits,
it.
yeah, like on
Yeah.
Etsy and stuff where you can like change it if you do get the Japanese version. So you can have like the headers for like the months and days of the week and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. So Christy said that she said the website is confusing. She couldn't figure out how to check out. It probably didn't help. I was working at the same time. Yeah, you got to be able to kind of really pay attention to the website and what you're doing. But JetPens, at least when I looked the other day, they had the Hobonichi like new stuff. I believe it's the first time they've ever, or at least as far as I know, it was the first time that I noticed that they had all the new Hobonichi release at the same time that the Hobonichi website did. So if you want to go to an American site and check out that. And they do have a few things on Amazon, not everything, but a lot of the stuff is on Amazon as well. So it really just depends on what you're getting.
JetPens is a good place for us Americans, but I
It
can
is
see
more
how it
expensive
could.
on
It is,
JetPens.
because you have to pay the middleman basically. But
Yep.
yeah, I could totally get how it could be a little confusing on the Japanese website.
I mean, definitely. And it's crazy because they have it like so you can obviously be able to like read and stuff in English, but there's no like English conversion, like American conversion of the money. So before I checked out, I like Google how much this yen was in American dollars to make sure I wouldn't do it too much, and I was good. So yeah. Really, really good. I mean, I'm really excited. I think they have a lot of really cute stuff. And it's gonna be exciting. One thing I did notice, because I told you guys I'm really into kits right now. I've been able to find some shops on Etsy who make Hobonichi specific kits, but I'm kind of bummed because like a lot of like the more like popular and known shops that I have recently been shopping with, they don't have anything specifically to the Hobonichi. Like they have, other kits that you can like adjust. But they don't, a lot of them don't have Hobonichi specific kits. And I'm just like, that's such a huge planner. I don't really understand like why they don't have Hobonichi specific kits. Like there's one shop I really love. It's called Orange Umbrella Co. Girl, they literally have a kit for almost every planet that you could think of, except Hobonichi. And I'm just like, Y'all have such a huge selection. Like, it's not just EC, like a lot of shops. Like, it's a ton. Palm paper, passion planner, like different sizes and everything, but nothing specific to the Hibonichi. So, kind of disappointed about that.
Is that planner typically a kit kind of planner
I've seen a
people
lot.
use?
I've seen
I
a
mean, drop
lot.
them in the chat if y'all have any recs, but yeah,
It's
that
definitely a
is
kid
strange
planner.
because Hobonichi seems like a pretty popular planner within the community.
I would say so.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll make some adjustments, because like that shop in particular, I literally messaged them because I didn't see it on their website. And I was like, hey, do y'all have Hope and Nature kits? And she was like, I don't have it right now, but it's definitely something I would think about in the future. But you can use this kit and that kind of fits if you just get a little creative. And I'm like, why I got to get creative for the Hope and Nature but not for all these other ones.
Julie says Kat has some KAD.
I did see she does have a few of them. Yeah,
Okay.
I did check that out and see. But yeah, I was surprised when I typed in Hobonichi on like the Planner Kate website and literally nothing came up.
She got a lot
So,
of stuff.
and she got a lot of stuff, right? So, I don't know. Maybe I just couldn't find a GRN, and we already talked about the search function and how that's not perfect. Yes, Coffee
Yeah.
Monsters Co. does have Hobonichi kits, and I do plan on buying some from there. Bubba Bear Studios. Okay, I'm definitely gonna check those
Some of
out
these
because
shops sound super cute. Like the names are so
I
creative.
know. So creative. Yes, I would definitely check those out. So, something that is cool. Kel of a Plan has a Heather from Kel of a Plan has a planner. I don't know any details about this planner. I'm gonna be honest. I know I've seen it. It's obviously like a disc bound planner, but I have seen no insides. I don't know if it's available like specifically like in like a box. I know she does like a box with like stickers and stuff like that. I have no details about this planner whatsoever. I just know that when Happy Planner announced their fall release, she literally at like the exact same time announced her planner, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So yeah, we have a
It's
Kel of a
a
planner
shame
coming.
for me. I'm sorry.
The shade to who? I'm not shading
No, not you, her. It's the shade to the
Oh
company for
yeah.
me. 'Cause yeah, the
F.
caption, Chef's kiss, girl.
Yeah, because she talked about in the caption, because it was like a reel or something, she talked about in the caption like always wanting to work with the planner company to come out with a planner and never having the opportunity to do it, but now she's able to do it on her own. And so yeah, I don't know specifics at all, but I don't know, it kind of sounded like maybe, you know, obviously she was super heavily into Happy Planner and on the squad for a very long time, so it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, there might have been conversations over there about a collab planner between her and Happy Planner, and it just never came to fruition. So good for her that she's able to do that on her own. That's pretty impressive, I say so.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, and I mean it goes to show I mean I guess she figured it out for herself, but it goes to show that you don't have to always align yourself with a specific brand to pop off. And I feel like this time right now with the HP side of the planner community is very interesting because I feel like a lot of those folks are starting to realize like I don't have to align in order to, be something out here. And it's just unfortunate that it basically took for the company to do all that for them to finally realize that. Because I mean, she
Well,
clearly could have done this on her own, as she has
yeah.
proven. So, I mean, I just to the folks out there, you don't have to align yourself to a company to make it. Like, you do the stuff on your own.
Or even if you were initially aligned to a company, you don't have to stay that way for forever. You can evolve. You know what I'm saying? You can evolve and kind of go your own way and do your own thing. And she definitely is a really good example of that. Someone asked in the chat, Wendy asked, do we think that means Happy Planner Squad is done? That's That's exactly what I think all this means.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely think
so. 1,000%.
The fact that it's September and there's been no type of announcement or anything, the fact that a lot of the mentors, including Heather, seem to not be mentors anymore, I don't think any of that stuff is a coincidence. And I don't see her coming out with a planner if she was still like affiliated with Happy Planner to the degree that she used to be, at least not on her own. It would have been some type of collab. Or something.
For sure.
Because I mean, especially if it's a discount planner, it's like direct competition with Happy Planner planners. So
her sticker's been in direct competition for a while now, though.
Well, yeah.
But it didn't
seem like that was an issue because she was still in Happy Planners, at least. You know what I'm saying? Because she was still a mentor during most of that time. But having a full-blown planner is definitely a whole other level. Because I mean, no matter what, the girls are still going to buy Happy Planner stickers no matter what. It's not like they were like exact dupes of Happy Planner stickers.
Yeah.
Whereas this planner, haven't seen it, but it could be like an exact dupe or very close to like a Happy Planner, which would be like, you know, direct competition. So, you know, shout out to her. Get your coins, girl.
Yeah, period.
Get your coins.
Lesson here, brand loyalty is not needed.
Mm-mm.
Because the brand is loyal to this, the dinero, the money, the moolah, the yen.
The brands are not loyal.
They're not facts. Loyal to people.
That is facts. Yep. So, yeah, I do think that the squad seems to be over. I mean, obviously, you know, we never know. We could get an announcement next week. Oh, squad edition, send in your YouTube videos
squad
or whatever. Or whatever they did. But, I mean, it seems to me the writing seems to be on the wall, and mm-hmm. you know, we'll talk more about that on the bonus episode this month, so join the Patreon
for sure. Yeah, I mean, even to see the chat,
mm-hmm.
a little shady, but
I mean the chat thinks that this is a Facebook live and it's not.
They won't episode. I mean, unless we click on it,
that's what I'm saying, because we read the comments on our Facebook lives. And we read the comments on here too, but yeah, the chat, y'all need to take it down a notch. anyway, who is just trees in here? But yeah, speaking of HP, so they did come out with their fall release. When I tell y'all I skimmed that live, like I skimmed it, I probably saw maybe 20% of it. It was some really cute stuff that I saw on it, but nothing really stuck out to me in particular besides this Nightmare Before Christmas collection that is coming. I don't even know if that was in that, but I know we saw like somebody had like a screenshot or something of like a Nightmare Before Christmas sticker book. Was the Nightmare Before Christmas in that live?
They did a few of them. So it may not have been in the one that you watched, but yeah, because that one was in the one where they showed like the Pixar stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I think that was another day because I had to hit up our friend like, are they going live again? She's like,
yeah.
I didn't know. I just thought it was a one day thing, but yeah.
So I totally like didn't see that one. Yeah, I didn't see that second live at all. So yeah, that's what I am really investing in, because y'all know, I love me some Nightmare Before Christmas. Definitely gonna cop those stickers. But yeah, did you see anything else besides that you really really liked? Myra,
oh, the Pixar collection. Yeah, they have stickers. I mean, I haven't seen. I don't know if they did flip throughs of them. The chat is killing me right now because facts, Sarah. I won't say that loud, but facts. The Pixar stuff looks amazing. Mm-hmm. I think I probably will get a happy note to that because I love, like, when I think Disney, like, I think Pixar. Like all my stuff is like Monsters Inc, mm-hmm. Toy Story. Like that's my kind of Disney. So I'm all here for it. But yeah, I'll probably just pick up a Happy Notes, some filler paper, and the stickers of that. But I did see they did some like collabs with some artists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if those are artists within the community, like the planner community, or just artists in general. But some of that stuff looked cute too. I wish we were able to have the preview before we record it, but I think the preview is today when this comes live to the public, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Or
No, it's Tuesday. It's on the 6th. So, I mean, the collection, the full fall collection should be out by the time y'all hearing this. So if y'all want to check it out and see what they got, go look at that.
Awesome. But, yeah. I love that. Yeah, I definitely need to take a look. Like I said, I really did not see a lot of stuff. All I care about is Nightmare Before Christmas. But, you know, we like having options. So I'll definitely kind of check it out and see what else is available. EC came out with another Hispanic and Latinx heritage collection. The artists are Michelle Munoz and Nicole Medina. And I am obsessed with these covers. I think they are so beautiful. They also have some like canvas like tote bags, and you can get these covers on Life Planners. You can get these covers on Happy Notes. Not Happy Notes, just a notebook. Or you can just get the covers by themselves. And I really love them. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they are, you know, holding strong to continuing with these collabs. I think they're always like really special and unique. So did you end up picking up any of these covers, Myra?
I have the one that says strong in Spanish that I can't pronounce. And I'm sorry, my Spanish speaking folks. I thought that was really cute. Kind of looks like a composition notebook. Mm-hmm. So I did pick that up. I also had like enough points to get like $50 off. So I know this isn't a part of the collection, but I did pick up one of the book bags too.
Which one? The blue one?
I actually got it in brown because I seen somebody on Instagram. I can't remember who it was, but it kind of came off like an ash gray, and I didn't really like that.
But the brown, so like the leopard one with the leopard on the side?
Yeah,
one?
With the leopard. Okay. Yeah.
Cute. Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But I mean, if I can get $50 off of it, like it's worth it to me.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry. I think somebody at EC is like mad at me because my canvas bag that I literally ordered like almost 3 weeks ago has still not shipped and other people have gotten theirs. I don't understand.
You got the black one, didn't you?
Yes. I've got the same tote that that Laura had. So I'm kind of pressed.
I want my ish.
So I don't know. Well, I mean, they told me up front, like when I ordered it, it was like, we'll ship between like August 27th and September 2nd. That's literally what it said. And I thought that was kind of crazy, but I thought they were just trying to, you know, make my expectations low so I wouldn't be disappointed and they could possibly get it out sooner. Clearly that was not the case because homegirl has not shipped. As of September the 2nd, I haven't been on the site, but yeah, none of my stuff is shipping. I think somebody is trying to tell me to stop buying stuff.
Yeah, that's what
I've been having shipping issues a lot lately. So,
but I feel like that's just the reverse effect because it's like now I don't have anything, so I need to buy more things so I can get them. I don't know. That feel like it will have the reverse effect on me. Like if I'm not getting my orders, I'm gonna buy something else so I can get some orders.
I mean, you know, it's the math, not mathing on that one, but
I'm gonna let you it makes sense in my head.
I get it.
I know it's not logical, but you know, and this is why
it's fine.
I can't get obsessed with things. Y'all know.
That's why you with your people. Cause we get you. We understand you. We're here for you. Like this is basically a support group. So it is all good. And also, EC released like some desk accessories. I know they have like a laptop stand. What other stuff? Oh, y'all. Okay. We can talk about the caddy. Let's talk about the caddy. So came out with two planner caddies. I absolutely love the design of them. I'm just kind of pressed that the two patterns that they come in are In Bloom and Mid-Century Circles. And that's it, at least for now. I really, really wish they would have came out with like a solid option because In Bloom is cute. In Bloom is just not for everybody. I'm not a big like florals girl. I like them here and there, but I don't want them all over my stuff all the time. And Mid-Century Circles is such a cute pattern, but my gosh, it has been just beat into the ground. I am kind of over. I hope this is the last year for a little while of Mid-Century Circles, but I just don't think it will be because they know that people really like it, but there's a such thing as too much of a good thing. And I feel like we have gotten to that place with mid-century circles. It's just overkill to me.
Whew. I agree. Yeah, I was just really looking for, or not looking for, I guess I was expecting that there would be more of a solid color option.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the color was, I just thought it would be something solid, you know. Mm-hmm. But I guess they just went with those designs, so.
I'm hoping, hopefully they will put out more options for caddies, because, I mean, who doesn't like a caddy? Planner caddy, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and it has like zipper pockets on the side.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I love, really cool. love the design of it. I just know I would get sick of looking at them mid-century circles or that emblem pattern. And you brought up a good point too, that they both are like lighter color, and so they feel like they could get dirty really easily. And then what do? Like, can you throw it in the washing machine? Like, I doubt it. You just kind of stuck. Yeah. So,
not too. Yeah, that was my gripe with it. It's a white base, so I feel like it'll get pretty dusty or dirty fairly quickly, or at least you'll be able to see it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what they're starting out with, but, you know, choices.
I know. Choices. And choices have consequences. So me not buying that damn caddy is a consequence. I want more choices. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, we are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back. All right, guys. So we are back. So let's talk about some things that went down in the planner community this past week. So if you guys follow me or Myra on Instagram, then you notice that we did talk about the situation with the Plan by Lauren Truslow planner. Our amazing friend Julie did a review video on her planner, and she brought it to our attention, or pretty much to everybody's attention, that Juneteenth was on the incorrect date in the planner. It was on the 13th in the planner, and I believe this is the second year of that planner. So, you know, we just decided to, we knew about this a couple weeks ago when Julie originally did the video, but recently this past week, we noticed a lot of people in the community had received this planner and had not said anything about it. And so, I saw, you know, we saw one video the other morning that literally called out Juneteenth, but did not call out that it was on the wrong date. Like, the person literally named the holiday Juneteenth as they were flipping through the months, and they did not realize that it was on the wrong date either. I'll let y'all imaginations run on what, you know, race this person was, but, you know, y'all can probably guess. Yeah. So we just decided to talk about it on Instagram, and, you know, like things do. It kind of caught fire, and a lot of people started talking about it on Instagram that day. The Lauren Truslow person, she actually ended up sending me a DM with a very questionable, you know, reasoning for why it was wrong. But yeah, and she ended up doing like a whole apology on her Instagram stories, and I think she put it like on a feed post or whatever. And I mean, it was just an apology that was full of excuses, but I mean, I guess it was an apology, just not a great one. And you know, it just kind of sucks.
It was an apology to her audience.
Well, yeah, for sure, it was what they needed, not the offended party, to feel okay about purchasing that planner. And one thing she did say is that, you know, she told me privately, and I know she told some other people, that she will make sure the next production of planners is correct. But I'm just like, so what about the current production of planners? Are you just going to continue to sell planners with the incorrect information in them? I literally even suggested, I was like, you know, if budget or whatever is an issue and you don't have the means to just throw those out and reprint them, you could get a sticker. You could start selling a sticker with the correct date, or, you know, the holiday to be, so people can put it on the correct date. She didn't put anything like that in her apology or her explanation. She really didn't respond when I even mentioned that. She kind of just was like, thank you for the suggestion type of thing. But it's just like, are you really sorry if you're not even really correcting the situation and people are still going to be able to buy this planner with the wrong information in it? And then for it to be of all holidays, for it to be Juneteenth of all holidays, like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, here's my hot take. The apology wasn't meant for us. It was meant for her audience. And if you take a peek at her Instagram, you know who the hell her audience is. Also, a lot of people already in the comments who aren't the offended party accepting the apology, because again, the apology was for them. It wasn't for us. And, I mean, it wasn't even like a mention of, you know, a direct apology like to the Black community or anything like that. And also, she was made well aware that this was on the wrong day weeks ago. Yep. Like we said, we talked about mm-hmm. this briefly on last week's podcast, which I know we record early, but she did nothing. So you can't tell me, oh, if you know my heart and if you know who I am, because like integrity and knowing your heart is doing the right things when nobody is watching. Don't try mm-hmm. to do the right thing when mm-hmm. you're being called out to the table. Like, right. if you were made aware of this before this quote unquote caught fire, if that was truly your heart, you would have done that immediately and fixed the situation there.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, a bigger issue that we kind of talked about as well, you know, this week was just the silence from so many people in this community who had received this planner. Like, either they didn't notice the date was wrong, which is bad, or they did notice and they didn't think it was that big of a deal, so they didn't feel the need to say anything about it. And I just think it's just a real missed opportunity. And it was just another example of, you know, the community not really caring about things until the BIPOC creators in this community bring attention to it. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's yeah. just like, why do we always have to be the ones to shine a spotlight on something that is, you know, I believe that it was some type of mistake, but that doesn't excuse it. And that doesn't mean that it's okay or that it shouldn't be hurtful, because there's a reason why, and these were her own words. She was like, I wish, you know, we would have messed up on Donut Day and not Juneteenth. But you didn't. You messed up on Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. And you didn't mess up. You got Donut Day right. There's a reason for that. You know, like, obviously, the eyes that were on this planner behind the scenes were, you know, probably not any people of color. And also, it was probably some type of afterthought if, you know, they just added it at some point during the process and didn't even think or care to double check and make sure the date was correct. Because she gave me some BS about, at one point the date was right, but then through all the edits it got on the wrong date. How does the date move? If you had it on the correct date, how would it ever be on the incorrect date? That just makes no sense at all.
And why is it on the holidays page or dates to remember page? So
it's not exactly.
When the edits came, mm-hmm. that just got removed completely. Like, it's an excuse. Mm-hmm. It's just excuse after excuse. And then people be like, oh, I don't want to make excuses, but you are. Mm-hmm. You are. Just own it. Y'all messed up. You did nothing about it. And like you said, I do believe that it was truly a mistake. But it's not about the mistake. It's what you do to correct it. Mm-hmm. And you did nothing. You did nothing until it caught fire.
Right. Until she didn't have a choice but to address it because it was an issue publicly. And I feel like we've gotten slack from, you know, haters in the community who don't appreciate our style of doing things. But I'm sorry. Like, sometimes you got to call stuff out publicly, because this was called out privately. You know, when Julie got the planner and she first realized something was an issue with that there was that issue, she reached out and let the Lauren Truslow person know. But there was no public acknowledgement of it. There was no public apology. There was no trying to fix it. Like, there was just nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you really got to shine a light on things in order to let it get the appropriate attention that it deserves. And as far as speaking, like, for the planner community, like, if you are somebody who got that planner and you either didn't notice that the date was wrong or you didn't think it was a big deal that the date was wrong, I feel like you really need to reflect a little bit, and you need to kind of be more wary of, you know, any company that you are associating yourself with. You know what I'm saying? Like, because just because somebody sends you a planner, like, if there's not a contract or anything like that, that doesn't mean you have to review it publicly. That doesn't mean you have to make a video. That doesn't mean you have to make a post. I saw a million posts that people had on their pages about this planner. Like, and you're really putting your stamp of approval on this product. You know what I'm saying? So you need to be careful about who you do that with, who you get in bed with business-wise or whatever, because, you know, like it's, like I said, like Myra said, the optics of her whole online persona is not great and really doesn't surprise me that she would be the person who have Juneteenth wrong in her planner. It doesn't.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, Instagram is a dead giveaway. And when companies reach out to me, you know, if I'm not familiar with their brand, that's the first thing I do. I go check out their brand. I'm going to check their socials. I'm going to check their websites. Sometimes I even Google to see if they have like any reviews from anybody, because that is, that's the job. Like, how are you going to be a content creator and just worrying about getting free stuff that you can, you know, flex on the internet with? Like, come on, you got to do better than that. Like, people are coming to us as creators for our honest opinions. That's why companies want us to promote their stuff instead of them promoting it themselves, because they know the value in that. And if you're not taking the two extra steps to do a little bit of research, do the job right.
Exactly.
Like, it's just, it's so frustrating and so annoying. And I see a lot of those creators were very quiet. Even when people like left comments, it's just like, oh, I'll let them know. But did you?
but did you?
You didn't. You didn't even come to your own audience and say, hey, you know, let me apologize to my audience. I missed this.
Yep.
Like, you just kept it pushing. And it's like, you're not even going to use the planner. You was in EC the next day. So, like, you put your name on the line for what?
Exactly. And Laura said, even if there is a contract, you can always break it if it doesn't align with you, period. Nobody can force you to do anything. Exactly. Like, it's just, and I mean, I just feel like from her whole response to the situation, it was just very, very obvious that she only cared about the optics. She didn't actually care about the impact of her actions or how hurtful something like that would be. So, you know, it is what it is. But I appreciate when people show me who they are and they show me what their brand is about, because I know who not to support and I know who I can, you know, spend my coins with. And it's not going to be a planner company that doesn't care enough to make sure that Juneteenth is on the correct date when there's already, I mean, people are so disrespectful when it comes to Juneteenth. There are literal politicians out there right now running on platforms talking about repealing Juneteenth as a federal holiday. So that's why you can't just play like that.
Yeah,
that's
make
why.
It make sense.
Yeah, that's why it's a big deal. If you're listening to this wondering why it's a big deal, that's why it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's the irony, because they definitely was geeshed up for the 4th, which literally what is Juneteenth is for the Black people in this country.
Basically.
And the irony of y'all still having slaves when y'all first got your independence. But I mean, that's another topic for another day. It just, it's wild that it was more important to her to not seem racist than atoning for the racist actions that she did.
Yep, exactly. And I mean, that kind of brings up another point, because like, even if you go to, the apology was a post on her page, she ended up reposting her story. So it is, last time I checked, it was still on her page, but who knows if it's there now. Of course, there were a lot of people in the comments of that accepting her apology when it is not their apology to accept. Like, it's okay. Like, if you're a white person and either you don't see nothing wrong or you were satisfied with her apology, good for you. But why are you speaking for and excusing this away from, and you have no idea how it makes Black people and people of color feel for that date of all dates to be the one that's wrong in your planner? So I just really need people to stay in their lane. Like, literally, like, stay in your lane, because it's just, you know, every apology is not yours to accept. And it's like, we see this all the time when there is some wrongdoing to a group of people, people who are not a part of that group, excusing away the behavior and accepting the apology on everybody's behalf. And, oh, what? Why can't you just get over it? It was just a mistake. They said they were sorry. Like, why is it a big deal? If you don't understand, it's not my job to educate you, and you can just stay out of it. If you don't get it, that's an option too.
Yeah. And that's what I mean that by that apology was not meant for us. It was meant for those people who were accepting it.
Yep. Yep. Because she got the validation from the people that she mm-hmm. wanted to get it from. Yep.
Yeah, her customer base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, but yeah, you know, even besides that, I mean, that was probably never going to be a planner. I was going to buy that thing is as thick as Megan Thee Stallion is how thick the planner is. And I love me some Megan Thee Stallion, but I ain't got time for no planner that big. No way. Especially if you can't do the bare minimum of getting the dates right. Like, it's a planner. Y'all have one job. If you can't get the dates right, be an undated planner. How about that?
Like, can you imagine? Like, it's wild. It's wild.
Embarrassing.
Like, that's the job.
Embarrassing.
That is literally the job. Mm-hmm. It's like us, like, showing up and just staring at each other, not talking on the audio podcast.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the job.
Yep. Somebody says silence is also just as bad. That's how I feel about the creators who,
for sure,
either didn't notice or once they, because I mean, a lot of these creators, they was in Mia Myra stories the other day. They was in a lot of people's stories who were speaking out about this, who had received that planner, reviewed that planner, made videos, made posts. Maybe I didn't see it, but there was nobody on my radar who walked it back or put anything in their stories like, hey guys, I'm so sorry. I did receive this planner and I didn't realize, and I will do better next time to make sure anything I'm reviewing is inclusive to everybody in this community. I didn't see none of that.
Oh, for sure. So, they still going to let the creator know, you know, that.
Good luck with that.
They walking. Walking across country to let her know.
Good luck with that. Yep. So, Joyce made a good point. She said these folks are going to cover Juneteenth even if it was on the correct day. You know what? That's a good point, because for the people buying this planner, this just makes it that much easier for them, because they can just white it out on the wrong day and not even worry about putting it on the right day, because they don't care anyway. We see you.
Well,
we see you. Yep, yep, yep. So let's talk about a little bit of celeb garbage. The Kardashians have been keeping a low profile lately. They hadn't been in too much celeb garbage lately. And you know what? This time they're in it. It's not even the Kardashians' fault. It's Kanye West's fault. And honestly, I don't even want to go into detail about his horrible, disgusting behavior that he displayed this week on Instagram. If you're really interested, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you know, go on TMZ, go on Shade Room, go on TikTok and just search Kanye West. You will find a million and one videos and posts and stuff going into detail about the things he said. Besides the fact that y'all know I have a huge problem with the way Kanye West is towards his family. I have a huge problem with how he treats Kim publicly. I think it's really disgusting and gross. Besides that, though, and what I want to talk about today is the way that Kanye West continually tries to weaponize the Black community when it fits his narrative and when it suits his needs. It's like whenever he brings up publicly like issues with him and Kim, he makes it, you're not doing this to my Black children. My Black children aren't going to that school. And I'm a Black man and you're not going to treat me like this. And do y'all see how they're trying to treat this Black man? Really, Kanye? Really? Because here's the thing. Your personal issues between your ex have nothing to do with the Black community. Literally, your personal issues with a lot of these brands like Adidas and Gap that you have problems with have nothing to do with the Black community. And the last time I checked, Kanye, like, you haven't even cared about the Black community in the last decade, except for when it fit your need. Like when you wanted the Black community to support you in your presidential run, like, what did you do? You started making gospel music and doing your Sunday service. You know, whenever you get mad at Kim, all of a sudden she's the big bad white woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the math ain't math. And it's just, I just will never stop being frustrated and over Kanye West, because the way he tries to weaponize the Black community is absolutely disgusting to me. Like, you don't give a shit about us, Kanye. You haven't for a very long time. Stop it. But every time he does this, you'll go to his comments And it's a 1,001 hoteps, you know, just supporting him. He don't care about y'all. He don't care about us. Like, how is that not clear? It's just gross. He's just so gross to me. I just can't even. I literally can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crystal clear for a while. I feel like I kind of picked up on it when it was like the fashion things, like when brands weren't trying to work with him or whatever, his issues with brands. Then it was racism. It's like, it just seemed like you are upset with something that's going on with you and you want to kind of use that as a weapon.
You need like, support.
You need support. Mm-hmm. So that's the way to go. But it, yeah, I mean, I don't have too much to add. He's trash.
He's trash. He's trash. I really want him to leave us alone. And if I was Kim, because I know Kim has really limited her public, like, her public response to the whole situation with Kanye West. Like, literally the only reason why we've ever even really heard anything from her was via him posting their private text message conversations. Like, that's literally the extent of it. And I know she is doing that, you know, for the benefit of her kids, because, you know, she don't want to be out here publicly feuding with her kids' dads, but he's really just not giving her a choice. If I was Kim, I would call up Oprah and I would do a sit down interview and I would lay his ass out. Like, I would let it all out. I would say exactly what the marriage was like, exactly how crazy controlling he was, exactly why this shit did not work, and exactly how I feel about the slut shaming and harassment that he does all the time. Like, the fact that he has publicly, like, he's publicized the school that their kids go to a number of times, literally for the purposes of forcing her to switch schools, because obviously she doesn't want, you know, the whole world knowing the exact school that her children are in. But now the whole world does know that because of him. It's wild.
It's sad. It's wild. And it's sad for the children to be in the middle of all this. That's wild.
Yeah, it's really bad. And I just wish that, you know, he keeps doing this under the guise of loving and caring about his children so much. But if he I'm not questioning his love as a father or anything like that, but he's not doing this for them. Like, you're not harassing and slut shaming their mother for their benefit.
Absolutely not.
How does that benefit him at all?
Yeah. Kanye only cares about Kanye, and it's unfortunate because you would think that he would have some kind of heart and some kind of decency for his own children, but it's just about him.
Yep, exactly. So not a fan. Taylor Swift has a new album coming out, so
0 out of 10
and I will be listening to her new album. I'm just over him. I'm just completely over him. He's never in the news for anything good or positive, ever. So he needs to figure that out. He needs to figure that out. So I don't know if y'all are familiar with this situation, but there was a black therapist who got in trouble. Well, okay, so there's a black therapist and she is very vocal and outspoken about things on TikTok. She talks about like relationships a lot, therapy a lot. Recently she made a TikTok basically telling black men to go to therapy. I'm really, really dumbing this down because that was definitely not the extent of it. But the black men bit back. And they ended up getting her fired from her job, from her corporate job. So there was a number of different like blogs and news sites wrote articles about the situation before she got fired because her video about it went viral. And it's really sad because one of the articles that was actually written by another black woman, literally had like her full name and the exact place that she worked. So people who were very pissed at her on TikTok found that information. And, you know, I'm sure they lodged, you know, hundreds to possibly thousands of complaints to her job. And I mean, the video came out on Monday and I think she lost her job by Friday of the same week. Like, it was swift. It was very, very swift. Have y'all heard about that? Let us know in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucks that that happened, and that, you know, it was other Black men and the Black women who wrote the article who kind of propelled that. I don't know. I guess I'm of two sides of it, because if I was one of her clients, I would feel very weird about her, like, kind of discussing that on a public platform like she did. So I feel like that's looking on it from, like, the company or whatever. I don't know what you call that when you work mm-hmm. for somebody as a therapist. But from her job standpoint, I would say I could see why they were like, oh, that's a no-no. But also the pow-on was completely unnecessary from, you know, the people who made that clip go viral. But, you know, being in therapy and seeing, I could not imagine, like, being on TikTok and seeing my therapist, like, pop off like that. Like, I would feel very weird about that.
And you know what? And I feel like, you know, as unfair as it is, there are some jobs that you are just higher profile just by the nature of having that job, and people's public perception of you in that job matters a lot. Like, just like the way they police teachers online, I've seen nurses get policed a lot online. I could see it being the exact same thing with therapists. And is it a fair thing? No, like, you should absolutely be able to have your life outside of your career. And as long as what you're doing, your online activities, does not affect you, your patients, your students, whoever, then you should be able to do that. But unfortunately, that's just not the world that we live in. And, you know, people on the internet can have a lot of power when they are able to, you know, figure out where you work and do those type of things. That's why you really, really, really have to be very, very careful. If you are a public person, you know, either make sure your job has some type of awareness over your online activity, or make sure whatever you're doing online is nothing that you have to hide, or, you know, nothing that can be thrown back in your face. You definitely have to be careful. But I just really hate that this happened to her, because I don't think she had any bad intentions or anything like that. You know, kind of the way that she became really high profile was being super outspoken for a therapist, being extremely blunt and honest about a lot of things for a therapist. And I think that was refreshing to a large part of her audience that are Black women. But, you know, unfortunately, everybody doesn't want to hear it, and everybody's going to get, not everybody is going to appreciate it. And some people are going to get big mad and try to go after you in that way, which really, really sucks. So I don't know. You just definitely have to be careful. I don't think that she deserved to get fired. I wish they could have had, you know, given her, because I just feel like, unless she has, like, some previous issues, like, just firing her in one foul swoop was very, very extreme. So I wish they would have worked with her a little bit and gave her a warning. We don't know if maybe they had in the past. We really have very limited information right. on that situation. But yeah, I hope she's able to land on her feet and do what she needs to do to have a good career. But
whew. Yeah, I'm sure she was. I think for me, it's more like, because she says she has Black men as clients too. And mm-hmm. if you are a Black man working with her to try to gain that emotional intelligence, I see Kristen said that in the chat, kind of proved her point, and I agree with that too. However, if you were one of her clients and you're trying to work on that, and she's on the internet, like, just kind of, I don't know. The approach is basically dog walking. Like, I mean,
the approach is not great.
The approach is not great.
Yeah. And we can only assume that she's obviously not like that to her clients. We can hopefully, yeah. I would be very surprised if she had that same manner. And honestly, I just kind of feel like, if you're a man who was offended by what she was saying, you're probably not a man who's in therapy anyway. You know, because I feel like there's a certain amount of self-awareness that goes. Especially people who are able to get to the point to where they know that they want to seek some type of, you know, professional help or whatever you want to call it. I think the men who was calling her job are
oh yeah, definitely not the people that are in are in therapy for sure. Yeah.
I definitely see what you're saying, because it's like, it's kind of a slippery slope too, because it's like, if she is your therapist, like, what if one day on her TikTok she's talking about something that like sounds really familiar, that some, you know what I'm saying? And you're feeling like, wait a minute, you know, like it could just hit really close to home. So yeah, personally, it would definitely make me a little bit uncomfortable, because I feel like she could have her platform and it have nothing to do with her job, but the way she built her public platform was off of her job. And that is the problem. I think that is the main problem. If her platform, like if on her public platform, she never talked about being a therapist, you know, never mentioned that at all, I think that might have been a different situation. But since her being a therapist was her whole online persona, you can't, it's hard to separate the two. So
and it sucks because her clients are kind of losing, because I mean it's hard enough to find with a no black warning. Woman therapist as is. So it sucks for her clients too.
That's pretty, it's pretty awful. Christy said that I think it was an overreach for them to get for them to get her fired, but it can come with the territory. Yep, unfortunately, like I said, in a perfect world, we will be able to have our professional life and have our personal / online life, and those could stay totally separate and people would get it. That's just not the world we live in. Like, teachers and nurses and, like I said, like, all those people get attacked all the time if they don't have the perfectly perfect online or public persona. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it can be really bad. It can really, really be bad. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah. Those professions just have those thin lines, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she'll be able to bounce back for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Colette asked, is that any different than a cardiologist who sees patients who smoke and eat badly and then go online calling out people eating badly and smoking? Would we feel the same? I feel like it's all about the approach. If that cardiologist was online doing that in a, you know, pretty, I really don't want to tone police her, but it just is so relevant in this situation. Mm-hmm. If that cardiologist was online, like, you know, being respectful and coming at it from a place of like love and assistance, that's one thing. But if that cardiologist is online literally berating, you know, overweight people or people who smoke or something like that, that would be a problem too. So I think it's all about the approach, not necessarily the message, because the message is good. Men should go to therapy. Everybody should go to therapy if they're able to. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody should, but it was just a situation of the approach. You know, a lot of people, I didn't have a problem with the approach personally, but I wasn't who she was talking to. Right. So I can only say it from a certain perspective, you know?
Yeah. I think it's approach. Like, that's not how you would talk to your clients or your patients. And I think a lot of people think that kind of like in your face kind of approach is going to get people to, in this case, like, go to therapy. And maybe it worked for some people, but most people are going to, like they did, shut off and get offended because of the approach. But I agree. It really depends on the approach, because I mean, that cardiologist will get dragged and probably fired too if they had the same energy.
It depends on how they do it. Not that it's fair, not that that makes it right, but because I mean, I can say from watching her video, I feel like the reason why her platform blew up and became so successful was because of her approach, and because
her niche, basically,
like in your face. And like low-key kind of aggressive with it. That's what people, that resonated with a lot of people, and a lot of people really, really liked it, and a lot of people did not. So
It's kind of that shock factor, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it got people to stop and listen. Like, if she was just sitting there calm, cool, and collected, nobody would have seen the light of day of that video.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yep. That's totally true. So yeah, guys, just I think this is definitely a lesson to all of us, especially, you know, so many of us in this planner community, we have public platforms, and you know, we still kind of have to be careful, because you just never know. You need to make sure you protect your privacy, don't publicize your work or your job or anything like that, because you just never know who is going to use that information to try to hurt you. And I mean, we've heard stories of people in the planner community getting mad at people and then calling people's jobs, and that is just not cool at all. So
ain't no paper worth that. Mm-mm. You call my job about the placements of the notes page in the Erin Condren planner, I'm gonna find you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Because that's ridiculous. It is.
Nothing is that deep. Like, you know, keep it cute and, you know, let people need their income. Like, stop it. Yeah. So, last thing I wanted to touch on. I'm so excited. It was finally announced this week that Myra and I will be guest speakers at the next Planner Memory Social. This is like a planner conference, smaller than Go Wild, but it's a planner conference, and it takes place in Atlanta. It will be the weekend of, I'm looking up the date now, on a nope, that's the ticket sale date. It'll be in January. It will be in January. The details will be in the show notes. Purchase tickets, they are available now for sale if you are in the Atlanta area or you don't mind coming and traveling to hang out with us. I think it's going to be really fun. And the best part about it, I think every year when they do this, they have a different theme. This year's Harry Potter theme. So how, I mean, you can't get more perfect than that. Myra is now a full-on Harry Potter crazy obsessed stan, and I've been one of those, so it's perfect. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it was funny when we were like in talks with the coordinator, and Meg and her was just talking Harry Potter back and forth, and I'm just like, okay, so the date. I had no clue what y'all was talking about, but now I'm here. I get it.
Literally, as soon as she approached us, and she said it was gonna be Harry Potter thing, I was like, sign me up, let's go. Like, I don't even need no more details. Like, just let me know where I need to be and I'm there. And it's cool because she gave like all the speakers that they've announced so far have like a little theme, and ours is like, we're the professors of the defense against the dark arts, which, I mean, that's literally why we have this podcast, to defend y'all against
the details,
the dark arts. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's the details for me.
I love it. Yes. And a couple of our patrons are already going to be there. It's going to be so good. We are so excited. So yeah, we hope to see as many of you guys as possible. And yeah, I think more details and things like that are to come, but they do already have the dates announced, the hotel, all that. But just check out their website. It will be in our show notes to get more information. But yeah. I'm excited. Like, I don't want 2022 to end because I'm really excited about the holidays, but we have some really cool things to look forward to in 2023 already. So yay us.
Yay us. Yeah. We always are having some new things coming around, so keep a lookout.
Yes. Yes. Myra, is there anything else that you wanted to discuss? Anybody in the chat, do y'all have any quick questions before we wrap up? Anything that y'all wanted us to discuss? Keep it cute. This is a public episode. Let us know.
I don't have too much to add. I definitely will be back next week with my Harry Potter recaps. Yes. I just didn't get a chance to watch one before we hopped on today. And also, when I looked it up, the B2K drink taps don't even come out till tomorrow.
Oh,
so
we'll
have an update on that next week too.
Yep, absolutely. Because I'm excited. So, you know what? In anticipation for that, what I can say from seeing just the preview of it, I am not looking forward to what anything Luffy has got to say, because I don't trust him. I think that anything that Lil Fizz has to say is like, I think it's tainted because of the situation with Omarion and him having a relationship with Omarion's baby mom, April, or whatever. So it's like, I'll listen to Razzby and I will listen to J-Boog, but Lil Fizz can go. Like, he really didn't have to be there, because like I said, I just feel like he just has some extra ammunition against Omarion.
Yeah.
And I just don't trust. And we already seen, like, from Love & Hip Hop, like, he's super sneaky. Like, I just don't trust him.
Yeah. My whole perception of Lil Fizz definitely changed after Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. It's like, But we shall see. It shall be interesting. He might shock us. Who knows?
I think he's gonna be the number one hater of Omarion there, and it's like everything he says is gonna go in one ear and out the other, because it's like, how much of this is real factual information and how much of this is that you just pressed and big mad because you look so awful in that situation involving Omarion and his ex. You look horrible. He still looks
not
horrible.
April would take Diggs now, girl.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, girl, they in love. They're actually really cute together. They're actually very cute.
April is
very
a silly. Very beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
She is gorgeous.
She got her a good one. So that's even more sad for Luffy. It's like, you did all this and she not even checking for either one of y'all now. Like, what was the point? Mm-mm. What was the point? Like, if you was going to do all that, you and her should end up getting married or something. Because you really just did all that for nothing.
I think he just having fun. I think he was just having fun, which it just wasn't worth it to even do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
this shall be interesting.
Everybody
they
keep
it to the actual B2K and not the April Marion situation, but I'm sure it'll fucking come up.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely going to come up. That's definitely going to come up. And that's when you really going to know that Luffy is full of it. But everybody he dates goes on to date much, much better people. So shout out to them. For not letting him on. Like, one girl he dated on Love and Hip Hop, I can't remember who she is.
Monice?
No, it wasn't. Oh, no, it wasn't his. It wasn't Monice. It was this other girl. She ended up marrying, like, a basketball player or a football player, like, within the last, like, 2 years.
Oh, the one he called her appetizer?
Yeah. Yep.
When we say F-boy,
what's his problem? He called that girl...
An appetizer to her face. He's still sampling.
I can't like cut it out. He's so gross. I can't.
Updates to come soon.
Somebody in chat saying what?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is why that therapist was saying men need therapy. This is exactly why, because of men like Luffy. That's
like
what she was
him.
Talking about.
Like him.
She was not saying, she should have been more specific. That was her problem. Her delivery and not being more specific. Because she just made a blanket statement, but 1,000% men like Luffy need therapy. Like, cut it
for
out.
Sure. He definitely does. I'm sure. I mean, and being a young star, like, I mean, he wasn't like a child star, but they were like 15, 16 when they started
pretty
popping
young.
Off. So he probably do need to talk to somebody professionally.
Probably so. But yeah, guys, this has been so much fun. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Check out the Patreon if you're interested. PlannersNY.com to get all of the information. We always have a good time. We have some really cool things coming up for September. And as long as you're unproblematic, we would love to have you. We love it.
Yeah, and clearly we have a good time. So if you're just listening on the public episode, as Meg would say, you're missing out.
You are missing out. But yeah, guys, we will talk to y'all again very soon.